like it did on me.
Well, that's it. I think we lost TJ. She's moving back to Hornell.
Stop.
Let me ask you this question. Would a long commute be worth it if you could have a dream house? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I just stumbled on a super affordable house built in the 1800s.
Yes.
In Hornell, where I used to live, which is what, an hour away?
And you hate Hornell.
But
you actively,
I don't say that.
You actively talk about how much you hate it.
First of all, it's all woodwork. It was built in the 1800s, late 1800s. And it's woodwork, wood pocket doors. I mean, I could seriously, I could go home and I could frolic.
You could be the Bridgerton housewife that you want to be.
I could be like, Steve, you got to hurry up. It's frolic time.
It's frolic time.
Let's go. I could serve high tea. I could have, you know, a scullery.
A scullery?
You know, like you do. I love it. But yes, it would be an hour's commute here at 3:30 in the morning.
I just looked.
And it's super affordable.
I just pulled it up. It's an hour and 14 minutes from door to door.
But like, it's like.
That's not bad.
It's like $50 a square foot.
That's not bad until you actually do it. You know that my girlfriend just started commuting to Skinny Atlas.
Yes.
In September.
Which is how long of a commute?
An hour and 20. And guess what? It's gotten old. You can't get here on time with your 10-minute commute, and now you want to make it an hour and 15?
It's a 13-minute commute.
13 minutes. Hey, I'm driving in from Livonia every day.
Yeah.
That's 40 minutes. There are times where I make that drive, and I'm like, why am I doing this? And then...
why do I live here?
And then summertime comes, and spring and fall, three out of the four seasons, and I'm at home going, I'm going to ride my bike to one of these several Finger Lakes that are within, you know, 10 minutes of a bike ride of where I am right now. So
you say it's worth it.
Oh, I absolutely would not trade it.
You are only saying that because on Saturday, you can call Steve and ask if he wants to go on a play date on the ranch. Because how far is this from the ranch?
Oh yeah, I'd be close to your ranch.
You're like less than 20 minutes from the ranch.
You want friends down at the ranch.
I could pick up Steve for play dates on the weekend.
Okay, well, but he'll be frolicking with me.
Not on the weekends.
There's weekend frolicking.
He's going to be out hunting, fishing. You're never going to see that man.
He's fixing up this house. Hey, 585-252-9233. If you currently, or maybe in the past, great house, or great commute, which one won out? Which one wins out with you?
Would you be willing to have your dream house at an affordable price if it meant a really long commute? Is it worth it? Your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So far, I mean, folks who have texted in, there's no one going, don't do it.
There was one that said something about snowstorms. But you're going to have trouble getting here in your 13-minute commute versus your hour-long commute. So either way, you got snow
tires.
Right.
Yeah. So there are texters, 585-252-9233, that said, I just bought a house in October and I have an hour commute to work. And it honestly hasn't been that bad. It's my first home for me and my fiance picked out. It's halfway between our jobs. We both have an hour commute. It's really honestly isn't all that bad. It gives us time to wind down after the workday. I've heard that about people who have long drives.
Yeah.
That like they use it to wind down and you drive 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it's not bad. I usually either listen to like an audio book or I just make phone calls.
So traffic doesn't make you more stressed?
No. Well, I mean, we're not coming in at rush hour and we're not going home at rush hour. So traffic is never crazy
for me.
I could literally get on the expressway right around the corner from us and it's, you know, four lanes all the way home.
All right. Because my husband comes home from Syracuse in the summer. And it's like, he's like.
And if he's on the thruway, the thruway is bumper to bumper.
Correct.
People driving like maniacs. So I could see how that's stressful.
I'm like, it's not a wind down time for him.
So we actually, TJ and I both have a friend in common who you knew her family from living in Hornell. Uh-huh. I knew her because I went to school. She lived in Hornell.
Uh-huh.
Husband was a fireman and she worked in downtown Rochester. She made that commute every day. I don't know if she still is or not, but probably for 20 years. And I used to be like, why are you doing it's drive doesn't bother me. I'm fine. But is that home life worth it? Like, we live in Livonia because we love the community.
Yeah.
We wanted to be in a small town.
Yeah.
We wanted a small school district. We know all the teachers. We're on a first name basis with literally everybody.
Yeah.
You don't get that in the suburbs.
Mm-mm.
You don't get that in a lot of places, but in a small town you do. So for me, just for the sake of my kids having a great experience at school, totally worth it.
And look, I mean, I got to pay for private school. right now.
Right.
Because he goes to private school because of that issue. So, yeah. I mean, it might be better.
I don't know. I think you're, is she girl mathing her way into buying a house?
I mean, look at all the money we'd save.
Look at how much time you'd lose. You'd lose like 13 hours a week with your commute.
Oh, yeah. 13 hours a week?
That's well, an hour, it's an hour and 15 one way times five.
That's 13 hours I can't be frolicking.
And then, like, when we have guitars and stars, you just, like, stay the night here.
Oh, yeah.
Where am I going to stay?
Those 2 days a year are really going to mess up your whole life.
That's more.
We'll get you a room.
You? What do you guys want? Be gone?
We'll get you a room. I want you happy. I think this would make you happy, but Hope brings up a great point. Owning an old house is work.
Yes.
There's always projects.
Yeah.
But man, that house is beautiful. Pocket doors.
There's so much wood.
Built-in woodwork, cabinetry.
1800.
Oh, you could be wearing your Bridgerton dresses all the time while you're down there.
I know.
Steve.
Steve, let's frolic.
For today's court of public opinion, it's coming from my house. Am I being obnoxious if I make a complaint to my HOA? Here's what's happening. I'm outside walking my dog. There is food all over the lawn. There has been chicken wings. There's been pizza crust. There's been bread. There's been carrots. I think people are throwing it for the animals, but I'm on the ground floor. Okay. So aside from keeping my dog from eating this food, I'm like, are mice going to be coming in because you're throwing it outside of my
other
door
rodents,
and window?
Raccoons, squirrels.
I don't know any animal that wants chicken wings. They want them, but they'll choke on them.
Well, I think if anybody's chucking food on the lawn to, quote, feed the animals, they might not be thinking that.
Yeah. So I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm ready to make a complaint to my HOA, or do I just go out and pick it up if it's bothering me and just keep it to myself? And if people think that they're feeding the animals, the main reason I haven't picked it up is because I want people to see, like, hey, this has been sitting out here for a week. The only reason you can't see it right now is because it snowed again.
So it doesn't seem to be bothering anyone else but you, to your knowledge.
Well, nobody else has really been outside and nobody else really enjoys the yard. Like, people aren't really sitting outside. And even like in this weather, obviously, I'm taking Duke out. So I don't know if they're just not noticing it or if they don't care.
So here's the deal. I've never lived in an HOA. I know myself, at this point in my life, there's no way I could.
There's rules about everything.
I couldn't.
What you can put
but
on your porch.
Shouldn't there be rules about throwing food on the lawn?
I would think there should be.
But you pay extra to live somewhere where you don't have to worry about that. So I would say, no, you're not being obnoxious reporting it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You have an illegal dog.
He's an emotional support animal, if anyone asks.
You have an illegal dog. So maybe funny, you just need to stay off their radar altogether and deal with the food.
Well, that's the other thing. Is
Duke
that,
isn't the only dog in the complex, though.
No, he's not the only dog.
He's the biggest.
He is the biggest by like 20 times.
He's the biggest violation.
You said there's number twos all over the lawn.
There are also number twos all over the lawn. There's dog poop all over the place. And I'm also like, I pick up after my dog all the time. But now I feel like, do I also need to pick up after all this other dog poop? I don't know if it's people walking up our driveway, like from the main road, thinking that it's like a side street.
But I say go ahead and report it. What say you, Billy?
I say I would report it as well, but I would be very hesitant because of your status,
emotional support
because
animal.
Of your status right. of your emotional support animal.
Let's open it up to the court.
Yes, we're going to need some help on this one.
585-252-9233.
Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's court of public opinion, the call is coming from my house. I live in a condo, HOA, and I've been taking my dog out, and there is food all over the lawn. In the last couple months, recently, there's been bread thrown all over the place, and not like bread that's been like pulled apart to like feed to ducks
or
something.
Chunks of bread?
Just slices of bread all over the place. There's been pizza crust, there's been chicken wings, there's been carrots. Like, all I can think is they're like, oh, a squirrel's gonna eat it.
I think you're probably right. Somebody in the text message mentioned maybe it's a garbage issue.
No, we have dumpsters in the garage. Yeah, and this is intentionally looks like it was thrown off a balcony. Yeah. Mm. So I'm wondering, there's that going on. There's dog poop all over the place that's not from my dog. I think it's people who live in the like neighborhood, but not necessarily in my community, if that makes sense, who are walking their dogs.
Using your green space. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, is it obnoxious if I make a complaint to the HOA about all these things? Or should I just keep my mouth shut because my emotional support dog is not technically supposed to live with me?
Technically, it's a gray area.
No, it's pretty black and white in the rules.
It's great. 252-9233. Text messages coming in. I would definitely report it. Don't mention your dog, though. But if people are throwing food, it's, of course, going to attract unwanted animals. And that would be a bigger issue down the line.
Attracting wildlife also increases the risk of ticks, among other unwanted issues.
Ticks. You're bringing ticks into the conversation.
Oh, we're like in the woods. So you ticks is already woods. A concern.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, the bee.
I also live in an HOA, and there are rules against feeding animals outside.
There you go, Hope. Narc on them.
However, should you be complaining if you also hold a very large violation in your home, meaning a big dog that isn't supposed to be there?
Allegedly.
Well, there's a lot of people that have some emotional support dogs, so.
Okay.
There you go.
It's kind of, you know, it's a gray area, but yeah, we also have a rule against no bird feeders because we don't want rodents.
That's hardcore.
It's in the HOA regulations.
Check your regulations.
And I'm on the board.
There you go.
Do people come to you with stuff all the time?
Oh my God, yes.
Is it crazy though? Is it like very nitpicky, some of these complaints?
Yes and no. I have two dogs, so I pick up after my dogs, but we also have an apartment complex that lives across the street, so they bring their dogs over to poop in our yard.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
And don't always pick it up. Yeah, it's bad. So if we find people that are doing it, we turn them in.
Okay. So if she doesn't, I say the next plan is for you to very passive-aggressively go out when everyone's watching and huff and puff while you're picking it up, and then like wipe your brow.
Very dramatic.
And then send the board a bill for your time.